We are in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. We are, Vav, or Vuv, depending on where you come from. Very interesting halacha in Vav. Again, it's page 71. Listen to this halacha. Mochrim Beis HaKnesses. So we've been going through in Kuf Nun Gimel about how severe it is, or how careful one has to be about selling or a shul. So look at this halacha. The Machaber says, "Mokrim beis haknesses, you could sell a shul." V'chein shar dvarim shev kedusha, and other things of kedusha. We'll get to it later. You could sell a shul or anything else. I feel sefer Torah. And even as Sefer Torah Yistafek Talmidim, to support the students who are learning Torah. Olahasi Yisomim Bedamav, or to marry off an orphan. Mr. Brewer says it's not only orphans, but it's also female orphans. Like you might think it's only orphans boys, because as we all know, men are obligated in period of Rivia, but women are not. So therefore you might think maybe when it says Yisomim, it means masculine, it's only males. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's also a female. If there's a Yisomu who doesn't have a way to get married, they'd sell the shul. Now, what's shocking is Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the reason why we don't sell Sefer Torah, that the whole reason to have a Torah is so you can learn Torah. But if the people who are learning Torah are not being supported, so then the whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "The davar zeh tochacha megula laosam anashim amisrashim lahachzik Torah be'areim." This is an outward rebuke against those who do not support Torah in their city, because you could sell shul, which we said before. We've been learning for the last couple of days. It's so severe. We'll do that to support Torah in our city. So it's a very shocking, interesting Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Let's start Zion. Zion's a little complicated. You know, there's a rule when you learn Mishnah Berurah, when the Chofetz Chaim gives an introduction to something, you're in trouble. So in certain halachas of Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim, let's say like Muksa or Borer or Bishul, so you know, then you know you're in trouble. So what's interesting is here it's not Hilchos Shabbos. There's the Mishnah Berurah brings down an introduction, but so it's an interesting halacha. So Mechaber says as follows: V'had the Beis HaKnesses Nimkar. When we say you could sell a shul, hani mili shel kfarim. That's how about in a little hamlet. You'll see what it means. We'll see. We're going to enlarge that definition more than just a geographic idea. But in other words, a shul of a small place. She'ein. Now this is the idea. She'ein boin anashim mekomos acherim. That people don't come from other places. Shlo nasis elav ne'akfarim levanim. It's only made for this small hamlet, this small group of people. So in other words, so if we have a small group of a shul that is used by a very small select group of people, and the Ramah says afilu b'nei osam. Even if other people built it, but it's used by these people. So they could sell it. They could sell the shul. But as we said before, the money, you know, you can't just use willy nilly, right? There's kedusha to that money. And you can't lower that, right? You have to use it for a higher kedusha. And this is if the people, the town, sold it without the knowledge of the people who support them. Mishnah Berurah says when we say Parnasehem, there those people who support them, that means their leaders. There used to be a concept of Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, seven leaders of the good people of the community, and they made the communal decisions. So if the small hamlet got together and they said, We got to sell the shul, you know, we don't have enough money for a bunch of yisomos, and we got to, so then they'd be able to do that. Now, we'll see Emirat Hashem after Shabbos, as opposed to what? But just to give you a little better idea, so the idea is like this. Mishnah Berurah says, this halakha would also apply. You know, in Europe, even if it was a big town, it wasn't a kfar, it was a krach, it was a big town, but sometimes, believe it or not, groups of occupations would have their own shul. Like sometimes it would be the Schneider shul, and the, you know, this, like the tailors would dive in together, and the this, and it would be like a guild. And those people would all dive in together. It's an interesting concept. You'd think they wouldn't like each other because they're competing, but they would have that. Now, obviously, there might be other people. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that down, believe it or not. And he says that if there was a shul that was just for these people, for this occupation, so then it would, even though it might be in a very big city, it would get the first halacha, this first case that we have, that's designated, even though it's in a big city geographically, it would be for those people, and for that, and it would be considered like a small town. Because the idea is the same. The concept, right, is that these people have control of the shul, it's their shul. And it's a small, select group of people. So therefore, the small group of select people can sell the shul if the need arises. Again, what they could do with the money and all that, that's a separate issue. We've been learning that. That's a whole discussion. But again, here we're talking about we're going to sell a shul. Who makes that decision? Who decides that? Before, we're talking about what you do with the money. Now we're talking about who decides that. So that's the halakha we're getting into. Yes, Dr. Pine.
In terms of thinking, we're still talking in physical sense, not like if there's a 10 bottle.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. It's not really a physical sense. It's.
Oh, it is.